But suppose yesterday, it was yesterday a nice day, and you say, no, it sure wasn't. Do you hear people say, no, it sure wasn't?
What?
Mm-hmm.
What?
What? Mm-hmm. They shorten, a lot of people shorten the word, you know.
Would you pronounce it in the mic, how they say it?
I don't know that I can.
No. What?
One.
Just what?
One to good day yesterday. Yesterday, one to good day.
Uh-huh. And,
I don't
either, but that's why it's interesting to get it down on the actual sound. And if you don't think it's right for somebody to do something, you might say, now he's done something you don't think is right. So you say, now he
shouldn't do it.
He shouldn't do it. Shouldn't have done that. And when you ask somebody if they might do something and they're not sure, they won't say yes, they won't say no. They say, well, I ain't certain, or I might. You ever say, well, now I just might could. Do you hear that combination? Might could. Mm-hmm. And you slip on something or stumble on something and lose your balance, you say, oops, you didn't fall down, but you say, I
stumbled.
And how about did you say fell down? Oops, I
like to fell down.
Fell down.
Like to fell down.
And these items may sound silly, but they're all questions on pronunciation. For example, I say sausage. And skillet. And in Chicago they say sausage and frying pan. And other regions of the country they say give it different pronunciations.
I say frying pan like that.
Frying pan. Uh-huh. Keep changing the pronunciation and the choice of the words, you know. So what I'm interested in here is just your natural pronunciation. A penny then is one. Penny is one.
1 cent.
And a dime is
10 cents.
And you might say he's lived here ever 1960, ever since 1960. Ten
cents. Mm-hmm. Lived here since 1960.
Say, I'm not sure. It might pick you up better than it would your wife, so I'm not sure what you're saying is going on here.
Uh-huh.
Would you pronounce it just cents?
60 cents?
Or ever since? Would you say that? Ever since 1960? How would you say that?
Ever since.
1960.
And it should be
ever since. And on Christmas, would you say for the mic what you told me earlier, your greeting on Christmas?
Christmas gift!
Christmas gift. you still, that practice is still carried on to some extent.
Some extent.
Mostly
in the country, you know.
Mostly in the country. What greeting is replacing Christmas gift? What do people say if they don't say Christmas gift?
Merry Christmas.
Uh-huh. And do they ever say Happy Christmas here?
Happy Christmas.
Uh-huh. And Wiener, you know.
We usually put Happy to New Year.
Happy to New Year.
Merry Christmas.